Hello and welcome to this service coming to you from St. Martin's Church, North Nibley, on this Sunday of the Epiphany. Now, just to warn you, my printer has run out of ink, and I am doing this not off a sheet of paper that I can shuffle a lot around as I'm doing it, but off a computer screen, which I find quite difficult, but we'll get through. We are, after all, worshipping God and not trying to put on something for the BBC. Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy and peace be with each one of you and also with you. We worship with Christians near and far, living and departed, old and young. God's word is for all of us. And may it be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And if you'd like to have a Bible open or a candle lit to help you focus, then now is the time. Lord, speak to us that we may hear your word. Move among us that we may behold your glory. Receive our prayers that we may learn to trust you. Amen. The collect today for Epiphany being when the Magi, the wise men, came from the east to visit the Christ child. O God, who by the leading of a star didst manifest thy only begotten Son to the Gentiles, mercifully grant that we who know thee by now by faith may after this life have the fruition of thy glorious Godhead through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. And now to our readings. The first reading is from Ephesians in the New Testament, chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, surely you've heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you, that is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel of the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. Here endeth the reading. And if you're like me, a bit dyslexic, and you've got to put your finger to follow where one line finishes and the next starts. I've just discovered that is not very easy on a touchscreen computer. That aside, we continue with the gospel. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Glory to you, O Lord. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The Matthew reading is about the wise men who visited the Christ child in Bethlehem. It is the only gospel that records the event. Neither Mark nor John included the nativity at all, so perhaps it's not a big issue if Matthew is the only one to include the wise men's story. In short, this story reading is pretty well full of teachings for us. Now I'm going to whiz over the first three and then come back to them another time, but suffice to say that firstly, the Magi who lived who knows where out in the east, looked at the star in the sky and then looked at the facts concerning the star that they had seen and decided to go on a journey to find out what it was all about. Most people who tell me that there is nothing to believe about in religion or that there is no God whilst arranging their wedding in our church have never actually investigated any of the facts. It doesn't take much. A brief look up at the Milky Way on a clear winter's night, the ever-changing seasons as seen from our local woodlands, or indeed a newborn baby's tiny but perfect fingernails would be a good place to start looking for God. Secondly, when Herod heard about a new king, there was anger and rejection. Just as I see nowadays, if ever I mention Jesus' name to people who don't want to hear it. And then there is the apathy and lack of commitment in the story from a lot of people who profess that they do want to hear the name of Jesus, such as the priests who Herod summoned to tell him where this baby was. These priests immediately told him the child would be in Bethlehem in Judea, because they knew their Old Testament. But they didn't so much as show a hint of enthusiasm about going to see if they could find the Messiah that was prophesied in their holy scrolls, because they didn't practice what they preached. They just went through the motions of being religious. And that has got nothing to do with offering worship. It's the fourth bit of the story that I want to look at today in detail. The journey that was made. As we've seen, they saw the star and looked into what it meant. Then they looked into their scrolls and did a bit of research. And you have to remember, at this stage, they weren't Jews. They were from way out east. And so they didn't really have to put in some research. But they found, what they found was sufficient for them to load up their transport. No mention of camels in the Bible story, but it's probable that their transport was by camel and not an early version of the Land Rover. And they went off to investigate. That was the only way that they would find out the unknown, by embarking on a long and difficult journey. They found Herod on the way in Jerusalem, who in some ways was, by all accounts, quite a nice man. He once melted down some of his gold bars to buy food for the poor people under his command during a famine. But the other side of him, the side that we remember, was a bit less cuddly. Herod couldn't deal with not being loved by everybody. And we all know what extremes of character that can invoke. By meeting Herod, the wise men put themselves on dangerous ground, but they stood firm because they were on a mission to find the Messiah. When they found the Christ child, who we are told by now was living in a house and not the outhouse in which he was born, they fell down and worshipped him. Quite simply, they fell down and worshipped him. Remember, these wise men weren't Jews or Christians, but they were going on what the facts were and what their hearts, or rather what God, who up until now hadn't been high up in their considerations, was telling them. They gave the infant gifts fit for a king. This infant who was born and put into a cattle trough in a dingy stable. Then, having been warned in a dream, the Magi left Bethlehem by a route that kept them away from Herod, and we hear no more about them. But you can guarantee that their lives have been changed forever by their encounter with God on their journey. And that, hopefully, is what happens to us when we go on our own personal journey to find God. We wonder. We research the facts. We start out on a lifelong, life-changing journey. We learn to worship and adore God. We offer God our life, our whole selves, as broken as we are. And he gives us his unconditional love, so that right here on earth, in our own community, we come face to face with the Christ child, the Messiah. Happy Christmas. Amen. And now let us declare our faith in God. Let us actually say what we believe. We believe in God the Father, who from every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we come to our time of prayer, and it wouldn't be right and proper for us to ask God for his guidance and help in our lives until we'd come to him in repentance of our own wrongdoings. So let's say sorry for the bits we got wrong. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We've done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore to us the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive you your sins and make you holy to serve him in the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gracious God, may we rise and shine in the light that has come into the world this Christmas and revel in its glory. Help us in our service today to sing forth your praises and worship you in the beauty of holiness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we pray that the people of the world might lift up their eyes around them and come to see your light. That rulers and kings drawn to the brightness of your truth might rule with justice and mercy. We pray against the Herod's attitude of this world and all those people that use violence and terror to fulfill their earthly desires. We pray that they may see your light and change their ways. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, God, to remember that the Epiphany revealed Jesus Christ to the Gentile world. Show us too that through such an amazing gift which surpassed the king's gold, frankincense and myrrh, we can know your limitless love for us and for your church. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Healing God, we pray for the sick and suffering and all who are surrounded by deep darkness. We ask that they may be illuminated by your grace and love. Help us to radiate and reflect the brilliance of your light so that as it shines through us, it may help to bring healing and wholeness to those in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Mighty God, you are the King of heaven, the hope of all who trust in you. Give to the faithful departed the wonders of your salvation. Guide us to those who mourn so that we might bring comfort, support, and a certainty of God's love for them where there is grief and sorrow. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we give you our offering of worship and with it the service of our lives. As we move into the coming week and into the new year, may we go from this place knowing that we've met with you and have been blessed by your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory always. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom comes and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you. And so we come to the going out to serve the Lord, faithful Lord, whose steadfast love never ceases and whose mercies never come to an end. Grant us the grace to trust you and to receive the gifts of your love, new every morning, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with each one of you and those that you love this day and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord, all in the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that after worship with me. And I hope to be back with you very shortly. Do have a lovely week. Bye.